all garbage men is the men and women in gray. That thin gray line between having a trashy neighborhood and having clean alleys. The thin gray line.
Hello, Tim. You're on the air with Chris.
And Rob.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Tim. What can we do for you tonight?
I heard you didn't have a topic yet.
What do you mean we don't have a topic yet? We just laid out two of them for you.
Our topic tonight is Rob's insights into the human condition.
Oh, okay.
And also, garbage men.
Garbage men?
Yes. What makes a good one? What makes a bad one?
The bad ones are those noisy ones that wake you up when they're like 3 in the morning. They're pounding your garbage cans and stuff.
Would you agree, though, that the sanitation engineers of this country are the thin gray line between messiness and cleanliness?
Yeah, that's true.
Tim, what part of town are you calling from?
I'm calling from Anderson.
How is the garbage collection service in Anderson?
It's all right. I mean, I can't complain.
Do you know the names of any of your garbage men in your neighborhood?
No.
Do you have a civic...
One's name, Garbage Man Bob.
Garbage Man Bob. I bet he's a fine, fine Anderson person.
You know, it's these fellas that are the true servants to society and the true heroes to today's young people. Not policemen, not soldiers, not professional athletes. Garbage men. They should offer inspiration to us all.
Cops are in it for the glory. Firemen are in it for,
no,
for the
sitting around.
Cops
are in it because they're a bunch of big bullies.
That's it. They're power trippers, and they got beat up a lot in high school. So they become cops and get to carry a gun legally. Firemen are in it because it's a good job.
And they get to slide down that pole.
They get to slide down the pole and they get
a
ride.
It's a sort of thing for them.
They get to ride in the coolest trucks in the country. And garbage men do it. Well, for one thing, the trucks are pretty cool. And the uniforms are pretty snazzy. But also because they are there to serve. Garbage men have a calling. It's sort of like the priesthood. You do not choose to be a garbage man. Being a garbage man is thrust upon you. You get the calling, and when the calling calls, you have no choice but to answer it. It's like an annoying ringing phone. Are you with me, Tim?
I'm with you.
Tim?
Yeah?
If you have a favorite garbage man, you can nominate him for Sanitation Worker of the Year, sponsored by Ruffy's Garbage Bag.
So Garbage Man Bob does not have to toil in anonymity. Do what?
Let's nominate Garbage Man Bob.
Let's nominate him.
Well, you got to know Bob's last name because there's prizes. Bob could win $10,000.
Wow!
If he's chosen to be the...
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
The Sanitation Worker of the Year. Real quick, 1-800-GOT-TRASH. That's 1-800-GOT-TRASH. And that hotline will get you to the Sanitation Worker of the Year award line.
His name is Bob Jeffries.
Bob Jeffries, we got the phone number?
No, I mean...
It's 1-800-GOT-TRASH.
Oh, okay. So I can nominate him for...
You call that number, they will send you an application, and you say Bob Jeffries of Anderson is a fine garbage man, and I want to nominate him.
Okay, Rob, let's play a song and let's open up the phone lines here. Thanks for your call. The phone number here is 749-1444.
Hi, and welcome again to Karen's Kitchen from the American Institute for Cancer Research. Well, Miss Picatinny has completed another chapter to what she hopes will be a diet book bestseller. What's this chapter, Tuna? Yep, sounds like you. How to lose 13 pounds without trying. Let's see, Tuna writes, oink, 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 oink. Well, what do you expect? She's a pot-bellied pig. But actually, her advice is right on. What she says is pay attention to your condiments. Take mayonnaise. The difference between 2 tablespoons of mayo versus mustard is 20 grams of fat and 108 calories. Skip the mayo on that lunchtime sandwich you have every day, and you cut enough calories to lose 13 pounds in 1 year. Boy, that really is easy weight loss. That's my Pigatunia. From the American Institute for Cancer Research, wishing you good health, this is Karen Owens.
Okay, we got some background music coming up. It's almost time for the show to start. Hello, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we have next on the phone line, Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
Hi, Ben.
Fine.
Enjoying your spring break?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
Anderson.
Do not play around train tracks, okay?
Do we have that Anderson posse in the house tonight or what?
Yep. How are things in Anderson?
I know that Tim guy.
You do?
Yeah.
Is he a good guy?
Yeah.
Why you say that?
He's my brother.
Because he goes to my school. He's pretty nice.
Does he? So he's the only one in the school that doesn't beat you up?
Yeah. He's my bodyguard.
Do you give him your lunch money every day?
Yeah.
This is great. Do you have a garbage man that you would like to nominate for Sanitation Worker of the Year?
And Garbage Man Bob's my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he a good father as well as being a good garbage man?
Yeah. He's kind of fat, though.
Does he take you to games and fishing and show you how to ride a two-wheeler and stuff?
No, but I get to drive in his truck and pull that needle lever where it drops the garbage.
Do you get up early to go watch him collect the garbage?
Sometimes.
Does he call it garbage?
No, he calls it his collector's item.
Oh. Does he have any wisdom like, you know, one man's garbage is another man's living? Anything like that?
One man's garbage is my stuff.
That's what he says, my stuff.
Yeah.
Does he bring home a lot of good stuff?
Yeah.
Like what?
What's the coolest thing he ever brought home to you, Ben?
My stereo.
Somebody threw a stereo away and your old man picked it up, huh?
Yeah.
And it works. Did he have to fix it?
It was a Henway.
A Henway?
It was a Henway.
What's a Henway?
749-1444 is the phone number. The Chris and Rob late night talk show.
The kid got to the brink and we set him up, but he couldn't pull it off.
No, we even were gonna.
We set him up. We let him. We were gonna let him do
the Henway joke.
He didn't do it though. He choked. Poor Bam.
How much you want to bet we can get the next caller with the Henway joke?
Probably.
Well, let's see if we can.
No one ever listens to the show. They just call in haphazardly. Hey, what are you guys talking about? You know, I figure those garbage men would be real philosophical because they have time between stops, you know, think of stuff. Just like, life is like being a garbage man. You know, you pick up stuff all day and it gets all hot and sweaty and smelly and you stink at the end of the day, but hey, it's worth it.
Hello, Sean, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hi, Sean.
Hi.
How old are you, Sean?
16.
Man, it is spring break, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sean, what part of town are you calling from?
Downtown.
Downtown? You got a good garbage man downtown you'd like to nominate for Sanitation Worker of the Year?
No, no, no dusty people.
Hey, what's your favorite subject in school, Sean?
My favorite subject?
Yeah.
Writing. I like to write.
Really? Did you hear about the new computer called Henway?
Uh-uh. New computer.
Well, it's kind of like a computer or a program called
Henway. It's a word processor. It's called Henway.
Oh, no, I don't know that. But I got some writing. Would y'all like to listen to it?
Yeah, sure. Read some to us.
Do you for real?
Yeah! Well, why wouldn't we? Would you like some music behind it?
But it's perverted.
Okay, that's fine. We love it.
For real, let me go get the story, okay?
Hey, Sean, should I prepare a little background music for your story?
Yeah, some soft, sensual music.
Some soft, sensual, perverted 16-year-old. Is that an adolescent or a pubescent, Jim?
No,
puberty.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to go get the papers, okay?
Okay. I feel bad because I have no idea what sex Sean is, male or female. Isn't Sean usually a male name?
I thought Ben was a girl. It was just a little kid.
Oh, Ben's going to kick your ass now, Jim. No, but Sean, isn't Sean usually the, you know, that's like the Anglo version of John, right? Mm. Or the Irish version of John. That's Ian is the Irish. I don't know.
I ain't like y'all talking about my name.
Okay, are you a boy or a girl?
I'm a female. I'm an AKA woman.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hey, hear her roar, Rob.
Hear her roar. You got your story ready?
Yeah, I got a couple.
How long is this going to take?
Huh?
How long does this take?
It's 2 pages long.
Whoa, single spaced or triple spaced?
it's
Let
double.
It go. The music.
All right, go for it.
But wait a minute, which way you want to listen to, the walk alone or the gamble pool?
Just go, kid.
Hello?
Yeah, just get going, kid.
They hung up on me.
Sean, start! Sean, start! Hello?
Okay, well, cut her off. We're going to call Watt. This is Mike Watt from the new Mike Watt CD. Dig this.
Maxim World. Decided to come alive. Walked out the store and stared today right in the eye. Said what you want with us, cause we came to deal with you. Came to work with with our hands, trying to think things through.
Okay, we're on the air.
All right.
Live from St. Louis, Missouri. The gateway.
Where's the other one?
Huh?
Where's the other one?
The other who?
The other St. Louis.
Oh. I don't know. East St. Louis is in Illinois.
You're right.
Okay.
Miles, that's where he's from.
Well, we got...
And Cincinnati is where Chris and Rob are from. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Right.
We're talking
we
a big-time rock star.
Lamente in Cincinnati.
Yeah. What?
Right.
Right. You're going to be playing Bogarts tonight, aren't you?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Right now?
The big Daddy Kane always throws down.
So this is Mike Watt from the new Mike Watt and the Foo Fighters band?
No.
Who are the Foo Fighters?
Dave Grohl, Pat Smear, Nate, and William from Sunny Day Real Estate.
Wow. And who's playing with you, Watt?
Quiet Minds want to know.
And Clapton's in the band too, right?
Who's that?
I mean, I figure with this new, like, heavy-duty kind of big-time lineup you got every guy who's been in every band who's cool except Clapton.
No, fuck him.
Okay.
You know what I wanted Bob Mould, I wanted Greg Ginn, I wanted Lou Barlow, I wanted Max from Superchunk, I wanted Grant Hart. There's a lot of dudes who couldn't get on.
Didn't you want any of the dudes from Cincinnati's own Afghan Whigs?
Dooley? Sure.
He wouldn't do
off
it?
Off the buckle. No, they were on tour.
Oh.
These cool people.
You were going to try to get
he
Lou Barlow?
Drummer, right?
Do what?
He booted his drummer.
Yeah. The Whigs have a new drummer now, yeah.
That's what I learned.
Dave Grohl was going to play, but he decided to join your band instead.
He's playing lead guitar, please.
Wow. So tell us about the new record.
He's doing drums with me. In fact, we got two drum songs.
Really?
Yeah, the only thing new is you finding out about it. It's a trippy tour for me. I'm trying to do like a version of the album for the road. I couldn't stick 50 dudes in the van.
Is it any good? The show, I mean?
Man, hey, Cavity Hunter. The guy on stage is swinging for the fence, just praying you like it.
Well, right.
The audience has the power. The guy, I can't tell you if it's good.
Have you been getting good reaction from the crowds?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been out on the road?
It's like scary in a good way. This was fifth gig tonight.
Oh, so you're still fresh and ready to rock.
Right, we've let nobody take the tour from us.
Rumor has it that superstar Ed Vedder's is in the band, too.
No.
That's what the rumor mill is saying.
Yeah, because you listen to that jive shit MTV. Listen to Watt, man.
Watt knows
up. It could be like an SST chaos tour where you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what the next song's going to sound like.
So what are you doing? Are you doing the whole album?
Package, our punk scene.
I'm
doing a lot of it. I'm doing a couple old Minutemen songs.
For the people who are tuned in tonight that haven't heard your new record, Mike Watt, Ball Hog, or Tugboat, could you tell us a little bit about the new LP?
Yeah, but let's say that a dude came in the studio and all he had was the bass licks. Then he had, but he was so confident that because they had beginning, middle, and ends, that almost anybody could come in and play guitar, or drums, or sing. And that was the true test of what he was about these days.
Did you write all the words too?
Not Maggot Brain, not Tough Gnarl.
So why'd you guys do Maggot Brain? That's a pretty mean guitar solo there by a guy from Dinosaur.
It was a dare on Maskus.
Yeah?
Spin Magazine.
He was up to it, though.
Oh, yeah, first take.
Yeah.
Well, man, you know, I'm lucky to have a scene where you can put answer machine messages or landlady notes or big wailing guitar solo. I thought it'd be funny to have this, quote, bass solo album, have a big guitar solo. It ain't a bass solo album, it's a wrestling record.
Now, what's all this about a wrestling record? I never heard of a wrestling record before.
I wanted to create a chaotic situation where the whole thing could be like a petri dish, where I could let cultures flourish.
Okay, so that's what the new album is about. You're taking this show on the road to rave reviews. What happened to your old band Firehose?
Oh, a year ago, I pulled the plug. That's 7.5 years. That's why I did this freaky record. This record was just a one-off thing. Same with this tour. You know, I've only played with 4 people, Firehose guys, D. Boone and Kara, so I thought I would try a real goof, something, you know, start with the A's in the phone book and just call up dudes and see if they want to deal just with bass lines.
And were you happy with the results?
Oh, I was really surprised. I'm glad I did.
Why didn't you sing more on the new record?
Well, I made it for the first time. I do it all on this fucking tour. But I'll tell you, if I would have done it on the record, you would have known what the next song was going to sound like. And the way I made the record was for the first time you listen to it, you don't know what's coming next. But see, that's what I really liked about punk when I was first going. I didn't know what the next band was going to sound like, so I tried to make a record like that.
Who's your favorite singer on the new record? You got Rollins, you got you, you got that...
Kathleen Hanna.
Why do you like her the best?
Because she talks about stuff everybody's afraid to.
Like rape?
Yeah, like people use a rock and roll and celebrity as an excuse to dominate people.
So who's the guy in the band that raped her? Or raped her friend?
Yeah, you should get that straight. But, John Fogerty was not born on the bayou, and I don't have an Annie record. She's talking about some very serious things there. You know what I'm saying? I can't know everything.
Also, you never found out from her? She never told you?
No.
Is she happy that you used it?
After we recorded the Sonic Youth song, and I asked to do some spoken word for the record, and let her use his answer machine.
Is she happy that you included it on the record?
Yeah, she thought it was going to get censored. I said, you don't worry, Kathleen. I want on the record, it'll go there.
Did you ever give her CD back?
Like I said, I don't have an Annie record. Man, music's about getting to another place.
What is the record
John
company...
John Fogerty was not born on the bayou.
What's the record company think of your new record?
They blew their mind.
Did they like it?
They didn't know what they were going to... You know, I just said I was going to make a record with some friends.
How's it selling for them?
Didn't let them involved.
Is it selling a little bit?
I don't know. I'm on the road.
And are you going to get back together with Firehose ever again?
Why not?
Everybody wants to know. Because that's such a great band.
Yeah, I wouldn't have no problems with it. I just had to do something kind of crazy. It was getting too predictable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
George is playing with Dezo and Vita, some Red Crayola. Edward moved to North Carolina. He's doing some acoustic stuff.
Is he going to ever do a solo record?
I hope so.
It'd be good if he did.
Yeah, I've always wondered what Leo Ed from Ohio would want to sing about. I mean, I'm a belligerent bass player. That's why I had to put the... make the ball hog or tugboat to see what it's really about. I ran Edward over left and right. It's not fair for him.
So how's everybody getting along on the tour?
I owe Edward a lot for getting me out of that house, you know.
Yeah. So how's everybody getting along on the tour?
14 years. People are excited to do this. This is a trip. This is what touring's about. It's like the early days of Firehouse. It's more like Minutemen.
In what way?
You were excited to do it. You wanted to do it. It was a punch in the claw.
So tonight you played at the Mississippi Nights in St. Louis, Missouri. How'd the show go?
I dug it.
Yeah? Were you swinging from the rafters?
No.
Were you down front?
I'm in the middle. It's a weird-ass thing for me.
Do you like being
like
the star?
I like being on the side. It's weird being in the middle.
You like it? But you're
no.
The star now.
I'm not.
Well, you kind of are.
Player.
Your name's on the bill.
Yeah, well, I wanted to take responsibility. Blame me. I got a little name.
It's a decent name. Everybody
my
loves it.
My dad's name.
Man, those guys from Sonic Youth put your answering machine on their record once.
See?
It's
tradition. You know, things get handed down. Like I said, the only thing new is me finding out, you know.
So what?
Guthrie came up with a lot of the ethics that I'm using.
Who did? Woody Guthrie?
You got it right.
How so? Elaborate on that a little bit.
He decided to take things into his own hands.
Kind of like Eldridge Cleaver.
No. He's Christian now.
He did sell out.
He was selling suits that showed off your balls. I mean, that's different than what he got.
So what did you learn from the experience?
A guitar that said, "This machine kills fascists."
Yeah. So what did you learn from the experience of making the new record?
If I had a hammer.
Uh-huh. You'd hammer in the morning, wouldn't you?
No, it's Woody's song.
Oh, okay. But if you had a bass, what would you do?
The man died slowly, 10 years of bone cancer.
Mike, what do you think of the baseball strike?
He wore flannels, huh?
What do you think of the baseball strike? Does it suck?
Well, that's why Mike Jordan went back to basketball.
Exactly. That and
cross the picket line.
His suspension was over from gambling, too. What do you think of his return to basketball?
He didn't have to cross the union line.
Well, do you think that there'll ever be a future for organized baseball again? I mean, you're from California. You're probably a big Dodgers fan.
About rock and roll, the guys on stage aren't in charge. The people in the crowd are in charge. They got so much control over their lives, can't they pick their own band, their own sports? If they want it to happen, it'll happen. If they don't want it to happen, it's over. The dude on stage, the guy at the plate, he's swinging for the fence.
Well, do you think people are going to quit going to baseball games?
Reggie Jackson has the most strikeouts.
Who? Because he swung for the fence.
For October.
Because he went for home runs every time up.
That's right.
You got to swing from the heels.
Well, he did. Look at Rhett Butler. The Dodgers won't even sign him. That guy got on. He's a good leadoff man.
Great leadoff man.
I say the hell with term limits. They want me to stop doing punk rock. They should just vote me out. Why should I be too old?
How old is he? How old are you?
5.
That's what I thought. So what did you learn doing the new record with all your friends? Did you become a better musician or anything?
No, musicians for peckers who know how to play.
You don't know how to play?
No, I'm a sorry entertainer.
Can you juggle?
No.
Maybe you should learn some magic tricks.
Why?
Well, if you're a sorry entertainer.
Why? Why can't I wrestle bass?
Well, you just said you were sorry.
Well, I'm trying at it.
He needs a better self-esteem.
You need more self-esteem.
Why?
So you don't call yourself sorry.
Why is that a problem with you?
Because I'm afraid not enough people will show up to see if you say you're sorry.
Well, I'm
you won't get the crowd what deserves.
I believe in truth in advertising. You shouldn't hype this up.
So what's San Pedro like?
Pedro? It's a harbor.
Harbor town? A lot of rats? A lot of hardcore guys?
A lot of boats. A lot of cliffs. A lot of parks. It's a different part of L.A. You'd like it. You should come.
Can we stay with
you? Oh, it's part of L.A.?
Yeah, it's the most south part.
Well, if we come out, can we stay with you then?
Well, I got a tiny pan.
We'll sleep on the floor.
Well, that's where I am. But you should come out. I'll show you.
Is it cool? When are you going back?
You would feel proud to be a sorry entertainer, believe me. Because then you're the underdog. You got nothing to lose. You can try your hardest.
Well, when is Mike Watt going to transcend sorry entertainer into expert craftsman musician?
Well, okay. I'll let you do it. Like I said, the audience is in control, not the guy on the stage.
What's the coolest thing people have been throwing at you? Has anybody been throwing anything at you?
Pocket flannel.
Pocket flannel. Has everybody throw flannel shirts at you still?
I like two pockets.
You like the two pocket, you like the scratchy kind.
I think the one pocket flannel is the phoniest thing ever.
You like the scratchy kind too?
Big time. Keep you awake.
Are you wearing flannel right now?
No, I took my shirt off. It's all sweaty.
So you're all bare-chested talking to Chris and Rob?
I'm trying.
Wow.
I'm plugged.
So when the tour is over, are you going to go back to being the fire hose guy? Are you going to do a new solo album, or are you just going to retire from the music
business? I got a band in L.A. with two drummers and a guitar called The Crew of the Flying Saucer.
The Crew of the Flying Saucer. And what does it sound like?
Two drums and what? A guitar? It's Nels from the record, Preusner from the record, Vince Maroney sang song for Igor.
So why ain't those guys on tour?
Huh?
So why ain't they on tour?
Those guys live in my town, and I wanted to make a whack tour. I'm going to tour with them in the summer.
Well, we'll be there, too.
I wanted to do I got to get this straight here. I want to do a tour version of the album.
That's what the record
that
company
means
told you to do.
Play with dudes I've never played with. The record company?
How long did you rehearse?
Actors rehearse. I practice.
How long did you practice?
For this tour?
How long did you practice for the tour?
This tour.
Yeah, this tour.
9 days.
Oh, what? Well, you guys, that's plenty of time.
All right.
We're not like strangers.
Well, 9 days solid, or did like
you
one?
You understand my history.
Was that like 9 days straight and solid, or did
yeah,
like?
Yeah. Uh-huh. When you ain't playing, you're paying.
So we sure wish you the best, Watt, and we hope you get a
you
big.
I wanted to know these kind of things.
Do you enjoy playing Bogart? She seemed to come here every
I'm
other
down.
Year, so.
I'm down with that team, totally.
All right, well, we sure appreciate you taking
things, and I appreciate you wanting to check this stuff out with me.
All right, we're going to play.
Don't think too hard about the Sorry Entertainer. That way I can come out of left field and give him a good uppercut, man. If you hype me up and make me something bigger than I am, I have nothing to do but deliver the good time. Forget that stuff.
All right, we'll tell everybody you suck. And then when you blow them away, they'll be double blown away.
Just say, look, what does punk mean to you? Isn't
what does
it
mean
a guy
to you?
Who sleeps with dudes in jail for cigarettes? I mean, dudes call themselves that so they can define themselves. They don't have to, like, live up to overblown hype.
Ah.
Well, is that what punk is to you, or does punk to Mike Watt mean something else?
To Watt? I can't speak for anyone else but Watt. It's a private little utopia in my brain.
And what does Watt, and what does punk mean to Watt?
That's what I just told you.
Or what does Watt mean to punk?
Guy sleeping in the jail.
See, I ain't in charge of that.
Oh. Well, we'll have to keep that in mind.
That's right. That's why we need more bands. We need more bass players. Forget all this idol stuff.
How many bands you know can't find a bass player?
Well, in the old days, a lot more.
Not until you came along and revolutionized the instrument.
Well, Kim Gordon, Sid Vicious.
You know, react to this comment. One of my friends has said to me, you know, Mike Watt, he's like the Charlie Mingus of punk.
I'm into Charlie Mingus.
Are you the Charlie Mingus of punk?
I'm sure inspired. You know what his book's called? Beneath the Underdog.
And he calls himself My Boy all the time.
Well, there's three different personas, and he's my boy sometimes. Yeah.
And you always refer to yourself as Watt instead of me. Why you do that?
Oh, yeah.
You,
I don't
know. He just noticed.
He just pointed it out to him. Now
yeah,
he's back.
I get that together more, I guess.
Now he's got to go rewrite the plan.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I mean, it's not too bad. It's kind of cute.
All right. But, you know, honest wage for honest work.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us tonight, Watt.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Later.
So, Dig, the Mike Watt will be at Bogart's tomorrow night or tonight, depending on how you look at it. Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Tickets are cheap.
What a space cadet, dude.
We'll be right back.
He can play the bass.
Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we're the Chris and Rob
Late Night
Talk
Show.
What was that?
I don't know. You did it.
You came out of the blue, Rob.
You did it weirdly.
No, you're weird.
You did it weirdly.
Okay, so Dig, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number, 749-1444. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. What's hanging?
How's it hanging with you?
I'm okay.
Where are you calling from?
Who was that guy you were talking to so long?
Huh?
Who was that guy you were talking to?
That was Mike Watt.
Cool. You guys are pretty funny.
Yeah, well, thank you. You're kind of funny yourself.
Oh, thank you.
How's spring break, Brian?
It's okay. It's pretty cool.
What grade you in?
Seventh.
Where do you go to school?
Anderson.
Man, that Anderson posse is in the house.
Yep. It's an awesome school.
Why is it so awesome?
It just is. It's You know, it's weird because I don't know Ben and Tim.
Are you on the National Honor Society? National Junior Honor Society?
No.
You play football?
Yeah.
He don't sound like a football player.
Do you get a lot of dates?
Yeah.
Really? Do you go to the dances and slow dance with the girlies?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite song to slow dance?
I don't know. I like them all. As long as they're pretty slow, you know.
Yeah. Do you like to stick your hands in their back pockets?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Do you like it when they do it to you?
Yeah. They, like, grab me all over.
Really?
Cheap yeah. thrills for a seventh grader.
Do you wear a lot of gold necklaces and stuff?
No.
Do you have your hair cut real short?
No.
Rob, why are we interviewing a seventh grader?
I want to know what it's like to be a seventh grade stud.
Do you play
I knew what it was like to be a seventh grade
butt.
Stud a few years ago, but...
Do you play
it
Nintendo?
Kicks butt.
What's your favorite video on MTV?
Flair.
Oh, you're a heavy metal kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are a lot of kids in Anderson into the metal?
Yeah.
Well,
do you like Slayer?
Everybody likes Slayer. That's like saying, do you like water? Do you like breathing? Of course you like Slayer.
That's cool.
Cool.
Just making sure.
All right. Well, do you have anything else to offer this scintillating conversation, Brian?
Yeah, the Garbage Man. Garbage Man Bob. He kicks.
Does he know him?
Yep.
Why is Garbage Man Bob such a great garbage man?
Because everybody knows him. He's so nice to us.
Yeah?
Does he give you candy?
Oh, yeah.
Who are those people laughing in the background?
My cousins.
Are they your homies?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling, Brian.
Okay, thanks.
Later.
749-1444. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Talking garbage. Not the usual kind of garbage. You know, everybody says, Chris and Rob Show, that's a bunch of trash.
They're always talking garbage. But tonight we really are talking garbage.
And garbage people.
The Sanitation Worker of the Year Award is about to be decided. A panel of judges, including a retired sanitation worker and a city mayor, will select 5 regional winners. The winner will be chosen in October. He gets $10,000. The first runner-up will get $5,000. The person who nominates the winner will get garbage bags for life from Ruffy's Garbage Bag Company. So if you would like to...
Here's my guess, Chris.
What?
Somebody will say something like, I accidentally threw my 4-year-old son's favorite teddy bear away, and our garbage man, Chris, dug him out of the garbage and brought him in and made my son the happiest kid in the world. And that kind of story will win you the Garbage Man of the Year Award.
1-800-GOT-TRASH. That's 1-800-GOTTRASH if you'd like to nominate a garbage man. Or you can write P.O. Box 1816, New York City, 10011. Brenda.
Yeah.
What's going on, Brenda?
I'm all right.
What's on your mind tonight, Brenda?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
If you can hear me, say statistics.
Statistics.
I wanted to read my story.
Well, okay, go ahead, Sean.
Can I get some music?
Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
We are waiting while Chris cues up some music to be the background noise for Sean Brenda's perverted 3-page single space story. 3, 2, 1, go!
Okay. It's called The Game of Pool. Okay.
The Game of what?
Pool.
Poo.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Game of Pool.
You mean like Winnie the Pooh?
No, pool as in balls and sticks. Huh?
As in billiards.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like you said poo.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Land talk. You ready?
Yeah!
Okay. I lay on the bed with little small candles that surround me.
Turn off the mics.
The smell of cool water incense that burns eerily through the air. Quit laughing!
We're sorry.
I lay here all alone with motion oil spreading all over my deep, rich, chocolate, full-figured body on money green satin sheets, waiting and waiting for the OG, the man with the mostest. I think of him constantly, hoping to think him up. He comes in through this here door of mine and make himself at home. He whispers in my ear and says to me, how about a game of pool? Knowing what that means, I get all wet and sticky in between my legs.
She's done.
Oh, gee.
Oh, poo. Poo. I got a game of pool you can play, baby.
So OG walks into her room and says, do you want to shoot some pool? And she gets wet and sticky. OG is the man with the plan.
749-1444, the Chris and Rob late night talk show.
The thing she said was between her knees. That's way down there.
Man.
Yeah, that one's going to take a while to recover from. But we're back. We are back and better than ever. We are recovered, fully recovered from that perversion. Saul.
Hello, Saul, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, Saul.
Hi.
How are you, Saul?
I'm pretty good except for these warts.
What's wrong with your warts?
They're strange and they're funny looking.
Well, I tell you what you do, Saul. You
I
get
love
an
them and they never.
Hey, shut up! I'm going to tell you what to do. You whine and cry baby sissy boy. You get an aspirin and you get it wet and you band-aid it to the wart. And the acid from the aspirin will eat the wart away. But it'll leave a big giant scar on your finger.
Is that
true? Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
That could be in that alternative medicine book.
What is the composition of aspirin, Jim? Acetaminophen.
Acetylsalicylic.
Lard. Sugar. A bunch of cool stuff. Anyway, yeah, that's what I've heard. That's what I've read. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know.
President Clinton.
President Bill Clinton. William Jefferson Clinton.
Monday issued an order aimed at opening the government's oldest secrets.
All right.
Also reducing the number of documents made secret and shortening the number of years that they can remain classified.
There's way too much stuff in the U.S. government goes on and no one knows about.
The question I pose to you and to our listening audience tonight is, what secrets might they uncover?
If all CIA activities? Who killed Kennedy? Who knows what?
John?
UFO sightings?
Hello, John.
I saw a flock of geese migrating south.
Do what?
I saw a flock of geese migrating south.
Oh, and? 749-1444. It's kids' night. Tonight's kids' night.
Chillin's.
It's chillin's night on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. This happens from time to time in case any prospective program directors are tuned in. Sometimes you really can't help, but the kids just sort of show up in droves.
Jeepers, don't you just hate it when you get stuck in the back of the minivan?
Jeez.
And then your Walkman batteries die and you can't listen to your Slayer CD anymore. And you gotta listen to what's on the radio and all Mom wants to hear is old fogey music like Black Flag. I hate that. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hi. Do you guys like Van Halen?
Yeah, we like heroin.
No, not heroin, Van Halen.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, Van Halen, we love it.
They rule.
Yeah, they do.
749-1444 is the phone number here. I know what these kids need.
What?
The boredoms.
Ah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, we've got Bill.
What did you call those guys back at my place? Those wacky Japanese...
Every time you see boredoms written anywhere, it's always prefaced with Japanese noise meisters.
Coming up in a few minutes, we'll hear a short track by Japanese noise meisters, The Boredoms. Hello, Bill.
Hi.
Hi, Bill.
I'm Bill the Hard-Ass.
Hi, Bill the Hard-Ass.
Where do you go to school, Bill?
I don't go to school.
You're so hard you don't go to school?
No, I got expelled.
How many guys have you beaten up, Bill?
I don't know. I don't keep count.
How many teachers have you beaten up?
About 7.
Really? Have you beat up a principal or anything yet?
No.
How many tattoos do you have?
Let me count them.
They sort of run into one another.
Hey, Rob, at least this kid's got a sense of humor.
7.
7 tattoos? You beat up 7 teachers and you have 7 tattoos, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You have a tattoo of each teacher on your body?
Yeah.
Every time you beat up a teacher, you tattoo them on your body. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Have you beat up any women teachers?
No.
Who's giving you the answers in the back?
No one.
Okay.
Okay, Bill, listen to this. This is Japanese Noise Meisters, The Boredoms. Japanese noise maestros, the Boredoms, there with a song called Pop Kiss from the LP Super Roots.
The LP or EP?
It's an EP, LP, I don't know. It's just a CD. Hey, Rob, why don't you tell everyone who we are and why we're here?
We're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we're here because we were born free. Greg, go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
What it is.
So what's happening over there?
Let's see. We got together tonight a couple hours ago.
That's cool.
We sat a spell at my apartment and drank a little coffee and discussed some of the most provocative issues facing young people today.
We played Nintendo, and we looked through the yearbook, and we talked about which girls we'd like to do.
Then we came over here to the radio station to do a late night talk show.
Cool.
Hey, that's
guys,
why I'm Chris.
I'm
and I'm Rob. Do what?
Guess where I'm from.
Where are you from?
Anderson.
I'm from Anderson.
Yeah!
But I don't go to that school. I go to Turpin.
Turpin? You go to Turpin?
Yep.
You like it?
Yeah.
What grade you in?
Eighth.
You're getting up there. You playing sports?
Nope.
Good.
Are you in National Honor Society?
Yep.
You're near the end of the school year. What part of history are you in by now?
What?
What part of history are you in your history class?
World War II.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you might catch up to the present.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty soon you'll be studying last week.
That'd be cool.
Just wait till you get up to the 60s, man. That's when the teachers stop because they don't want you to know the truth.
How come?
You'll find out.
Because they were big burnouts in the 60s, probably.
Well, they won't tell us.
How old are you? If your teachers are like 45 or 50 or so, they're only a teacher because they wanted to avoid the draft. Confront them with that. Hey, man, the only reason why you're a teacher is because you didn't want to go to Vietnam, man. You don't care about teaching me. You don't care about young people. All you cared about was saving your flea-bitten hide, man. And the teacher will look down at the ground and spit on his shoes and go, you're right, Greg at Turpin. You're absolutely right, you little National Honor Society bastard. Now get out of my class.
They're all old. I hate them all.
Do you get spanked? Do you get paddled with a wooden paddle? Do you get beat up on the buttocks with a wooden paddle?
Corporal punch me.
Yeah, corporal punch you. How many times have you been corporal punished this year, Greg?
Four swats.
How many times have you been swatted, Greg?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
Four different occasions?
Yes, sir.
Of one swat each?
Two.
What were your offenses?
Fighting.
Who'd you fight?
Some loser.
Oh, they're all winners.
He was pushing me, so I beat the crap out of him.
Some guy pushed you, Greg, in the hall at Turpin High.
Yeah.
You wouldn't stand for it because you're on the National Junior Honor Society, because you wear glasses, just because you still wet the bed, doesn't mean that someone's going to push you around in the halls of Turpin. You took it out. You vented your anger on him.
Well, see, he looked at me wrong.
Well, that's enough. That's enough. You know what?
He made fun of my Metallica t-shirt.
You know, there's a lot of kids at George Washington Junior High, kids who wore black leather jackets and had chains and knives and stuff, and they'd walk down the hall, like they were all tough and cool, pushing teachers and principals and administrators out of the way.
Hello?
But then once the National Junior Honor Society kids came walking down the hall, those kids just like hid in the lockers.
Rob?
We're going to take a burger break. Listen to the Kinks, kid. It'll do you some good.
Now that you found your paradise, this is your kingdom to command. You can go outside and polish your car, or sit by the fire in your Shangri-La. Here's your reward for working so hard. Gone are the
Hey, kids, are you paying attention? That was the Kinks.
From Arthur.
Shangri-La.
What's the name of that full-length thing?
Arthur or the Decline and Fall of the British Empire.
It was a TV show on BBC, and they did the soundtrack to it.
Okay, so let's get down to business. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob.
I almost said Cafe Nicotine.
Almost.
Big shout-out to the Cafe Nicotine.
Big shout-out to the Cafe Nicotine.
Burgers in the house.
You might have heard them before if you're a regular listener this time slot. They come down here now and then and do a show, and they brought us some burgers. They're all right. Anyhow, I'm Chris. He's Rob, and together...
We're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
How are things in Delhi tonight?
Pretty slow.
Thanks for holding, Chris.
That's all right.
Chris, do you have a favorite garbage collector in Delhi?
Not really. I was wondering what time Cafe Nicotine's on.
The Cafe Nicotine? They do not have a regular time slot.
They don't?
No, because they're very irregular.
I've never heard of them.
Oh, they're great.
They are?
Yeah.
Sorry if I missed
Some it. People say that the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is a poor man's Cafe Nicotine.
Nah, you guys are great.
Well, yeah.
I've listened to you for a couple years now.
That's depressing.
Really?
Yeah. So, are you on spring break, too? Are you another kid, or are you an old geezer?
I graduated last year.
Oh, wow. So you're a wily vet. How long have you been collecting unemployment?
No, I got a job.
Really? Where at?
Well, I work for construction.
Ooh, under the table?
No.
Good. Are they taking out unemployment insurance and all that stuff? And Social Security?
Yeah, it sucks.
All right, so it's like a real job with a real paycheck and not just, you know.
Yeah, still all my money.
Benefits?
Not really.
Do you wear a hard hat at all times?
Yeah. Pretty dangerous around there.
Do you have to walk a wall or whatever they call it?
One of those beams?
Yeah.
Not really.
So you're never 20 or so feet above the air walking across a 2x4?
I'll be that high, but I'm not really walking across.
I'll be that high, but I won't be at work. Be in my Camaro before I get there. So what time do you have to go into work?
I don't work yet.
Oh.
We don't got no jobs lined up.
We don't got no jobs lined up.
That's right.
Let's try. We don't have any jobs lined up.
Yeah, grammar's not required around the old construction yard.
No,
just an ability to work with the guys spitting all over.
There tonight, it seems like there are a lot of young, impressionable minds tuned in.
Good point.
And we want to set an example for them.
Good point.
Okay, I'll
So, Chris, what are your future plans?
I don't know. I'll try to settle down soon.
Settle down where and with whom?
I don't know.
You mean get married?
I might.
How's the romance?
That sucks.
Why is that?
Nothing's happening.
How can you get married and settle down then if you ain't got no romance?
Mail order bride. You can get like a Filipino woman.
Soon ye.
All right, Filipino.
Yeah, okay. Just like get a couple donkeys and shoot, you can buy half the island.
Okay, Chris, well, stay tuned and tell all your friends. Call us next week and keep on living large.
All right.
Thank you.
WAIF Cincinnati, what radio is meant to be. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The phone number is 749-1444. Tonight we're talking about governmental secrets and the Sanitation Worker of the Year Award, which you can nominate for. They want a written nomination, 100 words or less, and you can nominate yourself.
If you can write more than 100 words about your garbage man, you need more hobbies.
Hello, Rich.
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing tonight, Rich?
Pretty good.
What's on your mind?
Weed. And food.
Weed and food. You got those weed munchies then?
Damn right.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Anderson Township.
How old are you?
14.
What are you doing with weed at 14, man? Who's your pusher?
No one.
Rich, who's your pusher? And are they getting within 100 yards of your school playground?
It's Rob.
Rob who? Oh, your name is Rob?
What?
He's too stoned, Rob. 749-1444, the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
He must have problems he needs to talk about if he's, you know, using drugs.
If it's a kid, Jim, we don't want
If it's me, I bet it's
if
Zach.
If it's a kid, we don't want
If somebody says it's me, it's got to be Zach. No, it's Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
How are you, me?
Fine.
You think you're such a wily vet that you could call up and say, hey, it's me, man, and we're going to know who it is?
Yeah.
So what grade are you in? Is this Chris from Delhi or Chris from Anderson?
Anderson.
Are you the one that's in the Honor Society?
Well, I like that other Chris. I agree with him.
What did the other Chris say?
That, like, you know.
Oh, that was him? You agree with him? Chris, do you want to work construction someday?
Yeah.
Well, keep up the path you're on.
It's kids' night. I can't believe that this is something.
Kids' night's great. I love. You know what kids are? They're future.
They're the light of your world.
Kids are the future, man.
That's true. Rob, did you ever want to teach school for a living? You know, if this radio gig doesn't pan out and
cool. You know, I thought that, yes, I would like to teach school, then I actually did a little bit, and I thought if I ever taught school, it would have to be such an exclusive, ritzy, private school that I'd hate it.
You were a substitute teacher for a while there. Where, at Hamilton High?
Hamilton High, Fairfield High, middle schools, elementary schools.
Hello,
I did it all.
Hello, OG, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, thanks for that Kinks tune.
Hey, is this the OG that visits Brenda and makes her get wet and sticky and warm between her knees? Is this the OG that does that?
You got it. I love that chocolate skin full figure.
She did say she was full figure. Hey, that Kinks song was great, wasn't it, O?
Any Kinks song is great.
Why do you like the band The Kinks so much, OG?
Let me count the ways. Mostly the song King Kong really turned me on to them.
I don't know that one.
Oh, I'm King Kong. Something, something, yada, yada.
Can you sing a little bit of it?
I know Ape Man. I'm an Ape Man. I'm an Ape Ape Man.
It's a lot like Ape Man, except switch Ape Man with King Kong.
I'm a King Kong. I'm a King King Kong.
Yeah,
okay.
Something like that. I'm King Kong, and I'm 10 feet long. Gonna blow up your house and everybody.
Enough
beware
of this. Hey, G, where are you calling from tonight?
Latonia.
Latonia, and how are things in lovely, romantic Latonia this evening?
They're just swinging.
How are the horses?
The horses? Oh, that's the track.
Oh.
Yeah, the track isn't even called that anymore.
You know there's a city called Latonia?
You better believe it.
Wow.
Just south of Covington, the sunny side of Covington.
Gee, I would imagine that Latonia is one of the most well-kept, tidy, clean
metropolises
in Kentucky.
Metropoli.
Would that be a fair assumption?
Except for the Burger King wrappers and crushed up cigarette packs.
And who do we have to thank for all this?
The Thin Gray Line.
You know, you guys are probably like morning drive for garbage men.
We probably are. And that's why we're kind of jumping on this Sanitation Worker of the Year Award bandwagon. Is there a sanitation worker in your neighborhood that you would like to nominate for Sanitation Worker of the Year?
I think the turnover rate's a little too high. I haven't gotten to know the guys too well.
Well, maybe a little later this morning you can go out and meet them, take the little cordless out there. Maybe we could even interview one.
Man, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
Have they ever gone through your trash and then knocked on your back door, OG, and said, OG, I'm a little bit worried. You've got 18 bottles of Jack Daniels in your garbage, and you had 17 last week, and I'm concerned about your health.
Well, I have noticed them trying the back door, but I don't know if that's why.
They just want to come in and have a bowl of Trix before they go on their way.
I imagine they have to eat sometime.
Or maybe they're after your lovely wife.
Oh, the old lady.
Full figure.
Who wouldn't be? Who doesn't get turned on by some moist knees?
You know, when I was a kid, I had a knee fetish.
Did you?
Still kind of
moved up to the elbow?
A little, but
a good set of knees will do that to you.
There ain't nothing like a good pair of knobby knees in the morning.
You must have learned that like in kindergarten. Maybe like a kindergarten teacher, Chris.
Wrap them around your ears, baby.
Yeah. While she's reading you a story.
Okay, enough.
Yeah. I have to try that one.
All right, is there anything else you'd like to add to our discussion tonight, G?
What's your favorite sandwich?
I'd have to say a Reuben.
Okay.
What's your favorite sandwich, Rob?
Peanut butter and nanner. Just like the king, man.
Peanut butter
and nanner, just like the king.
Throw some bacon on there.
You know what else I like on the side?
Butter.
Nope, I like coleslaw with bacon in it.
Yeah, how about that slaw?
The hot kind.
You like the hot slaw?
I like the hot slaw with the bacon in it. That's really good.
Who doesn't?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Gee, let's throw that question back your way. But not necessarily what's your favorite sandwich, but if you could be any kind of a sandwich in the whole world, what kind of a sandwich would you be?
Damn,
You'd be a damn sandwich.
Yeah, a damn good sandwich. How about a baked bean sandwich with a little ketchup on top?
Mmm, brown sugar.
Yeah, you could do that. Again, maybe a little grated onion.
And a big strip of bacon. Thanks, G.
Hey, right back at you.
OG.
Later.
It's OG. Oriental Garden.
About time an adult called.
Oriental
749-1444.
It's just him.
Hey, it's
just him.
You want to lay a rhyme on us?
In praise of youth or something, you know.
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
We're talking kids.
Next Wednesday, not tomorrow or later today, I mean, but a week from today, Rob and I are going to be doing about an hour or so auctioneering on the WCET Channel 48
Action
Auction.
Who's got 20?
So set your VCRs for next Wednesday.
Sold!
April 26th, 10 p.m.
You know what would be cool?
Write that down, G.
You know what would be great?
What would be great,
You know what would be great, Chris?
What?
If they instituted and installed that interactive two-way TV stuff. So we could do that. I could be like, hey, what are you auctioning off? Like Ken Anderson's autographed jersey or something?
No, we're going to be auctioning off, like, I don't know.
I don't know. They get, like, celebrities to donate
like,
stuff.
Yeah,
I don't
like,
know.
A case of champagne
okay,
or
we got a case of champagne. And it's sold to the guy in Anderson Township scratching himself.
Yeah.
We could do that kind of stuff. It'd
so
be great.
So that's next Wednesday at 10 o'clock on Channel 48. Me and Rob on TV. I'll take that.
Is this Brenda Moistknees?
Hello, yeah. Brenda Moistknees. You got 30 seconds.
Okay.
You going to read another story?
No.
How about a poem?
Oh, no, I got a poem.
All right, lay a poem on us.
But the weather is nice, though. Hello?
We're here.
But the weather is nice.
Oh, okay. I got to go in my folder and get it and stuff, but if y'all can wait, I'll go get it.
Okay, we can wait.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, she's got to go get her phone.
You want to just hang up on her?
No, no, we can't do that to be rude.
Yeah, she's a kid.
You know what else is rude? Talking with your mouth full.
I can talk with my mouth full if I
goat.
Want.
Goat. Stinking rhino. You know what else is rude?
You'd be talking with your mouth full, too, if you had a White Castle in your mouth.
Yeah, well, you're used to talking with your mouth full. Hey, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's called One is Self.
What is it?
One is Self.
One is Self.
Yes.
Okay.
To think of myself as a nobody, I perish the thought. Knowing of oneself as to know me and to know others is obsolete. But those who try to bring negative burdens on me is just something to get them through. Just like I would do in my mind, except they express themselves louder and more freely. But don't worry, those who are asleep inside themselves are asleep to reality. So who cares that my name may be? People may misuse it or mistake it constantly. Don't worry, because who I am and what they may appear to be or who they want to be, but like I said before, those who are asleep inside themselves are asleep to reality.
Wow! Holy mackerel! Hey, are you into... That was really good.
Did you like that?
Yes, that was really good. Are you into poems that are kind of like ballads? Poems that like tell a story? You know, poems of great epic grandeur poems like the Iliad or the Odyssey. Are you into those kind of poems? Or like Paradise Lost? Are you into those kinds of poems?
Yeah, those.
Well, we have a poem for you now, and it is by the poet Mr. Frank Gallup on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big Short Irving. Big Short Fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the west. He came...
That needle had this big old hair on it. That needle on that record's got this big old hair and it looks like Bigfoot's hair.
So?
I'm gonna clean it off here.
We gonna start again or what?
Yeah, we'll start it again.
The 142nd fastest gun. Who's got life?
No, I'm telling you, man, there was this big old hair on it. It was all sticky looking.
You want to go for me?
He was short and fat, bread, schlepping a salami and pumpernickel bread. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range, he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. The James boys was coming on a train at first sun, and the town said, Irving, we need your gun. Well, that train pulled in at the break of dawn. Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. finally, Irving got three slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big dum-dum Irving. Big dum-dum dead Irving.
He's dead Irving! He said dead! It just gets funnier and funnier!
Irving. Yeah, all right. Hey, it's Chris Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF, what radio is meant to be. If you have any money, it's burning a hole in your pocket, slide it our way. It's a pledge drive. We've got Wilbur on the phone. How you doing, Wilbur?
Hello, folks.
Is this supposed to be Mr. Ed or Wilbur?
This is Wilbur.
Okay, go ahead, Wilbur.
I'm not from Mr. Ed.
Okay, what are you from?
I am from... where is Father Will?